6 quid.
It could be very fresh.
These are the days, my friends.
It could get some gasoline short.
Mega Toyota.
All these are the days,
these are the nice friends.
And these are the days.
So if you cash the bank of the world,
it gets a win for the sailboat. And it could get.
Do you remember Hans?
It could get the railroad. Or these
put the red.
It could be a balloon. It could be great.
The four balls went down to that one.
Fresh.
Get those four balls away.
It could get some gasoline.
These are the days, my friends.
All these
and
are
these
days,
the days, my friends.
And these are the days.
Will it get some wind for the sailboat?
Will it get some wind for the sailboat? And it could get the
railroad.
It is what it is.
It could be a
railroad. Workers. It could be a balloon. It could be
Frankish.
It could be very fresh.
It could be a balloon.
It could be.
Oh, these are the days, my friends.
Sure, just
the days, my friends.
All these are the days.
It could get some wind.
And these are the days.
It could get.
Would it get some wind for the sailboat? And it could get the railroad.
It
could get the railroad. All these words.
It could be Frankie.
It could be Frankie.
It
could be fresh.
All these are the days, my friends.
And get some gas to leave for the
sailboat. Would it get some wind?
All these are the days, my friends. And these are the days.
Put these days of 888 cents.
Would it get some wind for the
coins of change?
And it could get.
These are the days, my friends. So if you say we'll get some wind,
get some gas,
these are the days,
my friend.
It could
these are the days, my friend.
So
get some wind for the sailboat.
So if you
catch
the wind of the
world,
we'll
get the railroad from these warp. It could be a balloon, it could be spring, it could be very fresh.
I'll put the red ball on the big ball.
To get some gas,
all
these are the days.
The four balls went down to that,
and these are the days.
Get those four balls away.
To get some wind for the sailboat, and
these are the days.
For it is to get the railroad for these workers. To be a balloon,
could get the
frank. To be very fresh and clean.
So we
get some gasoline. Short
of some wind for the sailboat.
All these are the days, my friends. And these are the days. To get some wind for the sailboat. It could get the
railroad. It could
get the railroad. These workers
are the days, my friends.
Could be a balloon. Could be frank. Could be very
good.
Could be.
And it
could get some gas.
It could get the railroad.
All these are the days.
It could get the railroad.
And these are the days.
It could be a balloon. It could be
get some wind for the sailboat.
Fresh.
And it could get the
railroad.
It is my friends. Could get the railroad. For these workers, it could be a balloon.
Could get some wind.
It could be cranky.
The day with its cares and perplexities is ended, and the night is now upon us. The night should be a time of peace and tranquility, a time to relax and be calm. We have need of a soothing story to banish the disturbing thoughts of the day, to set at rest our troubled minds and put at ease our ruffled spirits. And what sort of story shall we hear? Ah, it will be a familiar story. A story that is so very, very old, and yet it is so new. It is the old, old story of love. Two lovers sat on a park bench, with their bodies touching each other, holding hands in the moonlight. There was silence between them. So profound was their love for each other, they needed no words to express it. And so they sat in silence on a park bench, with their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Finally, she spoke. "Do you love me, John?" she asked. "You know I love you, darling," he replied. "I love you more than tongue can tell. You are the light of my life, my sun, moon, and stars. sat on a park bench, their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more, she spoke. "How much do you love me, John?" she asked. He answered, "How much do I love you? Count the stars in the sky. Measure the waters of the ocean with a teaspoon. Number the grains of sand on the seashore. Impossible, you say? Yes, and it is just as impossible for me to say how much I love you. My love for you is higher than the heavens, deeper than Hades, and broader than the earth. It has no limits, no bounds. Everything must have an ending except my love for you." There was more of silence as the two lovers sat on a park bench with their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more, her voice was heard. "Kiss me, John," she implored, and leaning over, he pressed his lips warmly to hers in fervent osculation.